Owen style, with little success except, surprisingly, Jack. He mumbled something about Hawaii when he was in the service. After 3 days, they got word that all the replacement equipment had arrived and installation would be complete the next morning. So they took a light plane back to Apia, the ferry over having been a little rough for most of them, and with binoculars could occasionally see rays and sharks in the transparent water. Muese, one of the native Samoan techs who had stayed behind, had dug a deep fire pit on the beach between the blast wall and the laboratory and was roasting a pig, buried wrapped in taro leaves. He made a shallow pit in the afternoon and wrapped yams and potatoes in foil and put a rack over the coals to grill chicken and fish. Jack provided tubs of ice with drinks and a keg of beer and invited all 48 employees of the project to the luau. There was no special reason to have a party, but no reason not to have one either. Work would resume in earnest the next day. Just before sundown, Muese dug up the pig and spent a half hour carving it, while others tended to the chicken and slabs of tuna and masi-masi. The automatic security floodlights came on, less romantic than guttering torches, but good light to cook and eat by. After the sumptuous meal, a group got together by the fire with guitars, a harmonica, a fiddle, and a tin whistle, and played improbable Irish and Welsh music, popular in the States. Russ and Jan sat apart with a bottle of cold white burgundy wrapped in a wet towel. "So, what happens next?" Russ said. "If we get out to Jupiter and still don't have anything?" She shrugged. "More invasive procedures, I suppose. Jack must have ideas. He's not committing himself." Russ finished off his glass but didn't pour another. "He has more than ideas. He has an offer. From China."
"He didn't say anything?"
"Yeah. I only know because I was in the office when the machine decrypted it. He couldn't tell me not to watch."
"Let me guess. They want to bury the thing in Chop Suey."
"Not even close. Chop Suey's American, anyhow."
"I know. What is it?"
"They'll co-sponsor putting the artifact into orbit. Split the cost of a cluster of 4 Long March rockets."
"And once in orbit?"
"Take the big laser up with it, I guess. Try it at 100%, safely, off Earth." She shook her head.
"Remind me to be somewhere else when it's overhead."
"I think he can be talked out of it. It would mean taking government money." He refilled both of their glasses. "We have to come up with something else, though." She stared at the containment dome.
"We could just send it into the future."
"First, we build a time machine."
"I mean, one day at a time. Just put a fence around it and wait for science to catch up with it."
She took a sip, still staring.
"Suspend the project for 10, 50, 100 years.
"Jack would die first." She nodded.
"As would we all."
Chapter 31. Washington, D.C., 1974. The chameleon decided to stay in one place and make a fortune. It had been wealthy in the past, spoils of war, but it had never been a rich capitalist, which sounded interesting. It kept the core identity of a man who went to the office every morning, did his administrative work like a good drone, and then went home to his bachelor apartment, presumably to watch TV and read. He seemed uninterested in women, and most of his coworkers thought he was gay. What the chameleon actually did at night was become young and gay, in both senses of the word. It dropped 10 or 15 years and pounds, which it could do in a painless second, and exchanged the office uniform for something eye-catching but tasteful. Then it either went on a date or went trolling for a new source of money. It had 3 wealthy men paying regular gifts for discretion as well as services rendered, and made even more per month by picking up men and robbing them after sex. If they fought, it would sometimes have to kill them, but usually the threat of exposure was enough. It preferred to leave them alive so it could identify them months or years later for a repeat performance with a different face and body. There was a gay scene in Washington in the 70s, and the chameleon moved through it like an invisible predator. It didn't prefer gay sex to straight,